Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Wes Farrell. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting second. The right fielder, John Stone. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fifth. The catcher, Cliff Bolton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pete Susko. Batting eighth. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Weaver. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Monty Weaver. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Weaver. Bishop moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Susko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Bishop moves to third. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. Cook reaches third base with a triple. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cook scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber bunts towards first. Susko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Werber for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Cook hits a ball on the ground for an out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Susko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Susko hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Monty Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Bishop fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0-for-1 in the game. Bludge hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop catches it and throws to first to double up Stone. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell strikes out. 1 out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Bishop moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Werber moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bolton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bolton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schultz strikes out. 2 outs. Pete Susko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Susko is 0 for 1 in the game. Susko takes first base on ball 4. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Larry bunts towards first. Susko scoops it up and throws to first, with Kerr covering, for the out. Morgan moves to second. 1 out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Susko picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Susko. Morgan scores. Farrell moves to second. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Farrell scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Susko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer pinch hits for Monty Weaver. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer strikes out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0 for 2 in the game. Bluge hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stone moves to second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Alex McCall now pitching. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a pop-up towards first. Susko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up towards first. Susko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5. And the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 0 for 2 in the game. Bolton hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Susko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Susko is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Susko hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a pop-up towards first. Susko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex McCall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0 for 3 in the game. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it, and throws to first. and he throws it away. That's an error on Werber. McCall moves to second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCall scores. Bluge moves to third. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields the ball and throws to Farrell covering. Safe. Bluge scores. Stone moves to second. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Bishop fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 0-for-3 in the game. Bolton hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Senators 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bishop. The throw from Bolton and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Moose Salters pinch hits for Dick Porter. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Moose Salters now playing right field. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-3 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cook who is chasing the ball. Schult reaches third base with a triple. Pete Susko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Susko is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Susko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schult scores. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Cecil Travis pinch hits for John Kerr. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a line drive towards second. Bishop catches it and tags Susko out, for the double play. Two outs. Luke Sewell pinch hits for Alex McCall. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.